Thank you, Chair. Thank you, everyone. I'm Gagisang Koni, representing the Northern Cape Provinces.
Thank you very much, Chair. I'm Pulisile Sefako from Northwest. Thank you.
Then I'm scared of all these things.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, Chairperson, and good morning, Honorable Members. I'm Sir Alfonso Kharabe. I'm from the Department of Communication. I'm the Director and Head of Legal Department. I have an apology for the Acting Director General, as we've heard some compliments.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Lufuno Nevonwe. I'm a Council Member for Films and Publication Board.
Good morning, my name is Anthony Gregorio. I am the Mass Legal Manager at the FPB as well.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Arthur Moscati. I'm the Commander of the Committee.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Valens Melani, Researcher for the Committee.
Good morning. I'm Pumelele Sibis. I'm the Committee Secretary. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Amanda Zindlai. I'm the Committee Assistant.
Amanda.
Yes, I concur, Chair. Honorable Julius.
Actually, it's a religious group.
is individual people, but the submission was the same. Their concern was that the definition of pornography seems to be narrowed in this field, that previously it included the violation and disrespect for the right to human dignity. But at this point, it seems to exclude that, only emphasizing that for a material to be X-rated, it must show explicit sexual conduct accompanied by explicit violence. So the religious group felt that this is narrowing the definition and is taking out the human dignity, and they made the submission that it either should remain as it was before or it changed so that it is aligned with the human dignity as enshrined in the Constitution. This is a wide submission that was submitted by a number of people who are in the religious center. And then there was also a submission by Ryan Smith, fortunately received here in the meeting. At first, there was a lot of interaction between Ryan Smith and the secretary. The issue mainly was about extending the deadline for submissions, which the secretary did explain, and then it opened it up. At that moment, I only captured the fact that he was requesting for an extension so that he can make oral or written submission. And then we got the submission this morning, and I'll go through it. And then there's also Lazarakati from the Right to Know. She also requested that the committee extend the deadline for submissions. We did not receive any comments on the bill as such. Probably she was waiting for the date of the deadline, but then the secretary did communicate to all stakeholders and said that they must submit their public comments. They must submit their public comments. There's also Francis Antoine from the Helen Suzman Foundation. Francis also requested that there should be an extension, but she didn't specify up until when. If we turn the page, there was also a submission by the media. The media stakeholders, they submitted one submission, but they are different. There are different houses or NGOs in the media sector. Media Monitoring Africa, SOC Supporting Broadcasting Coalition, the South African Editors Forum, the Interactive Advertising Bureau of South Africa, the Press Council of South Africa. Their submission was one. All they raised on the bill, they had a problem with the online content. They said all their members before this bill were exempt from classification. But when it comes to video online, that exemption seems to be falling away. So they had a problem with this bill. Because as members of Express, they specifically all about print media. But then they were saying now, if a member of the press then post something online that is video, they are excluded, so they needed that to be taken care of. And then also the deletion of section 1F and section 15F on hate speech. Their concern was that the Department of Communication cannot properly deal with hate speech because they felt that there is a bill on hate speech that is currently underway, and it seems to be dealing with the issue of hate speech properly, and in their understanding, it is more aligned to the Constitution than what the Department of Communication is doing in this bill. And then also, they had an issue with the meaning of commercial purposes. For the stakeholders in the media center, they felt that commercial purpose was not clear enough as the weight on the end with commercial purpose. Instead of saying, if I post something online and then it must be clear that I'm going to get a fee, then it gives a sense that is for commercial purposes, rather than to say commercial purpose and it ends there. But if I'm getting a fee and it's stated on the bill, then for the stakeholders in the media, then that would at least give clarity. And then it would be able to distinguish people who post online and then they are not getting a fee or something like that. They are also concerned about the definition of a distributor, because it seems the distributor in this case includes non-commercial online distributor. Their view is that if you include non-commercial distributor, then you are also affecting people who generally distribute videos, not necessarily for commercial purposes. And they made an example of family videos. And their assumption was that maybe family videos that are uploaded on the internet might not necessarily be for commercial purposes. So that definition of a distributor must exclude non-commercial online distributor. And then the fifth point where they are concerned is the use of the term online distributor, and they feel that this is not properly defined and that the bill should instead remain or using the term distributor instead of online distributor, because they felt that it's more clear how it is defined, that is the distributor instead of the online distributor. And then there's also Nadine Badenhorst. Nadine's concern actually is the definition of hate speech. She's saying that it should be aligned with that of the Constitution, and she feels that it's contradictory to the one that is enshrined in the Constitution. Those are the submissions that I received, that we managed to combine them last week. And then there were submissions that we received Monday, Tuesday. I think the Secretary has provided everyone with the later submission.
Not yet, not everything. Amanda is collecting more.
I just want to make sure if everyone has a copy yet, not yet, of the...
Which one is this?
That one is just just that this one we received this morning, the summary of that document we managed, we combined with last week Friday. The main purpose was to ensure that everyone managed to submit so that at least the committee can look at all the submissions. I just confirmed with the secretary that we do have documents. The first one is the memorandum. I just hope that everyone has got it. And there's also the definition of rated classification disallowed content may not be distributed. It's the second one. And then there's also a research summary on pornography and pornography in public health. Start with the memorandum one. Members will bear with me, this one was received this morning. But I'll focus only on the gist of the submission. By the Cause for Justice. Initially they indicated that they needed an extension for the submission, and this is their submission. Firstly, I'll skip those issues that are not necessary about the bill, like the introduction and other stuff, but first of their concern is the incorrect taking of the bill. And they gave us a case. They gave us a case between Tom Wiley and others, National Minister of Agriculture and Land Affairs, to explain why they believe that the taking of the bill is incorrect. I'll just go through it, and then if there are questions, maybe I can come back just to find out what is their real issues. But the document, I believe, is with everyone in the meeting. And then on the taking of the incorrect taking of the bill, then they are explaining how the law is applicable, and then they give us examples, and then they make suggestions as to how we remit, how the committee may remit and may remit that. And the main issue about the bill is that it should be a Section 7-6 bill. We know the difference between Section 7-5 bills and sections of that there must be public hearings, and that the committee should take that one with respect to a process where they are able to get the mandates from the briefing, the provinces, and then public hearings conducted in the provinces. So the Court for Justice are concerned that the taking is incorrect, meaning that the process that is being followed is incorrect. And then they are appealing that if there is any time that they are available to engage the committee. And also they are having a problem with the definition of the X-rated material. Also pointing out that human dignity, disrespect of the right to human dignity has also been excluded. And then they gave 3 points. We studied the incest rape of conduct on an Christian constitutional incitement. In this case, they are saying a large chunks of the definition have been removed from the bill. They give some background as to why they are concerned with the issues that they are raising. Apparently they have engaged the PC before they came to the committee, and in their opinion is that there has been misleading legal, there has been the committee, the PC has been misled by advisors, and that is why some of the issues that they are raising today need to be addressed. And they also cited some of the cases that the legal advisors referenced. So I won't go through the entire document because it's a document on its own. But what I picked up is that it's the technique that the Court for Justice feels that it has not been tagged correctly to the Section 76 bill, that the process that is being followed is ill and procedural, and also the definition of X-rated material. They have an issue in the sense that it has been narrowed with the exclusion of this human dignity. And then they provided a lot of literature background to support their argument. And then I'll go to the next document, you see, proposal for text, comments and explanation. I think this document also it's part of the memorandum. Here they explain in detail how each clause had to be rewritten or insertion be included. Starting with the classification of the film or games as X-rated material, that is, if it contains, their suggestion is that explicit shall constitute violence or disrespect human dignity by presenting a human being as an object for social gratification or stimulation. So in that sense, these are the suggestions they want to make in the process, which they had a problem with earlier, especially the definition of X-rated material. We'll go through each, but I just hope that members can go through it and the department, so that if they are responding to the concerns raised by the Court for Justice, they are able to cover what they have raised here. Because this document is accompanied by the memorandum. Their main concern is that the definition leads to unconstitutional and unintended consequences. So those are their suggestions, or their suggestions regarding the definition of X-rated material. So with that chairperson, I will stop, and then maybe the department can comment whether they have managed to address some of the issues or how they will be able to address them.
Thank you. submissions. I think we are going to have discussions on this. Is there anything that the delegates from your side want to say? I'm going to allow the honourable members now to do comments, and then I will give you opportunity. Do you want to say something? Okay,
thank you. Thank you, Chairperson and honourable members. I think what I just want to highlight, Chairperson and honourable members, is that these comments that are now before you today, some of them we have received them before, and if need be, we are ready to respond to some of them because, you know, we received them before, we have attended to them. One classical one is the one of checking of the bill. If you remember, Chairperson, in the previous committee meeting, we said we have the legal opinion from the legal advisor, even the parliamentary legal advisor. And both Mrs. Ngema was present, she even confirmed that the bill was correctly checked, and there's also opinion to that effect. But from our side, I just wanted to highlight that on some of the comments, most of them we are ready to clarify them because we received them, and like issues of public consultation, which we believe we've done it extensively. We even went out of the processes, conducted workshops and so on and all that. So this is what I wanted to highlight, Chairman.
Thank you very much. Can we see honourable
to assist you? Can we then start with the department? Then after then we'll come
But the department is still coming to go through the amendments and give us answers.
No, can you do it now? No, let us start with this one, Chief, because they're saying they want to clarify us on some issues.
Okay.
So they might not
get anything. If you're ready, you can take us through. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think we'll just do a high level clarity. I will do it myself and hand it over to Advocate Novonde and also from FPB. The first one, Chairperson, I just want to touch on the issue of consultation. Initially, when this matter was before the portfolio committee, there was a perception that we didn't make a prior consultation. There was oral submissions, members of the public, they came, they made oral submissions. The portfolio committee went out of the way. It said, although you did consultation, go further and conduct workshop for other members of the society and the media sector to come. We conducted a workshop which took place at somewhere, I think it was until around late 2017, where the media, the religious, you know, representatives, they came, and I just wanted to highlight that based on the issue of public consultation. And apart from that, Chairperson, I must also highlight, that is the issue of consultation, I must highlight that while we are still in this issue of consultation, I mean, there was an issue raised with regard to the hate speech period. The issue of hate speech period, the other concern was for cyber security bill, which we previously received. So what we did, Chairperson, I was personally present. We contacted the state attorney, particularly the drafters of the hate speech bill and the cyber security bill. In fact, to confirm with you is that the penalty provisions which are contained in this bill, some of them were recommended by even the state law advisor, the Department of Justice. So there is a confusion that this bill is not in line with, these provisions of the bill are not in line with this speech. So I want to put it to you, Chairperson and honorable members, that we did consult the members. We have even the proof of the correspondences with them. We had a meeting even with South African Law Commission because they were busy on the other side conducting the research on child pornography. We had a meeting and they have contributed towards this bill. So we have consulted them with regard to the bill. We've also looked at the hate speech bill and we said for us not to enter into the tailoring of the bill. Let's refer to the Constitution. Whatever is declared unconstitutional in terms of the Constitution, we referred it to the hate speech bill. In other words,
For us here, we didn't go to an extent of trying to define in detail, because it is not within our mandate as the department to deal with hate speech issues. But if that hate speech bill, hate speech issue is perpetrated online, that's where the department will intervene. That's why we made a reference to hate speech bill in defining it, and we defined it with the state law advisor according to the constitution. I must also mention on the other issue that is raised, Chairperson, the issue of child pornography. They, you know, initially when we had the PCC, many recommendations were made that we should try to collect child, sexual child abuse material, or many definitions were suggested. But now we are trying to harmonize our South African law, the domestic law, with other laws. The statute, which is the Films and Publication Act, we try to harmonize it with sexual offenses and related matters. There is an act which regulates also pornography. It provides the criminal provisions for pornography. That's why in our bill we said, as a department, we don't have jurisdiction over sexual offense and related matters. We must have the single definition, and the definition is already defined in terms of the sexual offenses and related matters. That's why in this bill, particularly if I may refer to child, and particularly in the bill, if you can check in page 3 of the bill, we said child pornography means child pornography as defined in section 1 of criminal law. In other words, by trying to bring this thing, we are trying to say we use the single legislation, because one of the problems that was raised by the prosecution, the Department of Justice, that when this matter is reported, we have difficulties as to which definition should we choose. Are we going to choose FPP? Are we going to choose the international definition? Are we going to choose a definition which is in sexual offense? That's why we brought the in harmony in all of them. And that is the issue of child pornography, and also issue of hate speech bill. And Chairperson, I also dealt with the issue of taking, as was said previously. With your permission, Chairperson, I just want to hand it to colleagues to also pitch in on other issues that they raise, such as the one of commercial distributor and other things that we mentioned. Thank you, Chairperson.
Was a request, Honorable Chair, that he, as the director, hand over to some of his colleagues to comment on other matters.
Thank you. Thank you.
Adi?
Yes, Chairperson. Thank you. Is there other colleagues of you who want to respond?
Yeah, I think the colleagues. Just to clarify, Chairperson, I'm the director and head of legal department. Just to clarify, Chairperson.
Chairperson and honorable members, there was a concern relating to the definition of a distributor, that why it includes non-commercial distributor. So if you look into the bill on page 2, we try to make a distinction between a commercial online distributor. On the definition, we define it that it means a distributor in relation to films, games, and publications which are distributed for commercial purposes using the internet. And we go on the same page and define what is the distributor. On the next page, page 3, we define what is a non-commercial online distributor. The explanation which we can give is to say there is already a distinction. To say who is the distributor, who is a commercial online distributor, and who is a non-commercial distributor. That distinction is there. Even throughout the bill, there is a distinction. It's not the definition of distributor does not include non-commercial. Non-commercial is on its own. There's a definition there. Chairperson and honorable members, I will also pass to my technocrats also to add if they have any other information regarding the comments. Thank you. Among you,
thank you. I think some of the things we will also just give clarity to the committee when we go clause by clause in the bill, because I think a lot of the submissions are things that we can provide clarity for and try and find each other when we go to each specific clause. For instance, the issue of the person, the exemption also includes material that is of a bona fide newspaper or a platform that is regulated by the Press Ombudsman, which also has an online presence. So it should extend to them. So we just need to check if maybe in the actual clauses we need to provide that additional clarity. And also the issue of commercial purposes, we could discuss that as well, because if, for instance, on social media you are what they call an influencer, that is a commercial benefit that you are gaining. So that's probably why they want to get that clarity, because our intention is not to regulate social media accounts of people that you would call as an influencer, but rather someone who is trading in the distribution of phones, games, and certain material online. So that those are some of the things that you would have to look into. So I'm not going to dwell much. I think my colleagues have touched particularly on the issue of consultation and the tagging. I think we have engaged quite extensively with that matter. I think it is now up to the committee to have its own deliberation and make a decision on it. And I think that would be all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you for that input. I think that's what I was referring to. We will have our slots where we go in page by page, clause by clause, for explanation of the department. Nevertheless, I'm going to allow the honourable members to give an input on the presentation, the small summary of. What we must do here, honourable members, is we must accept our inputs that you want to make. We must decide whether we are going to allow the submissions, the written submissions. But I think, I don't know, you can help me, if we must make, we must ask, I don't know, the department or the content advisor, to give us a list of new submissions and a list of previous submissions that you had. That is just a thinking. So that we can see which submissions you dealt with and which ones is new ones, because we doesn't want to exclude people of taking part. Because the NCOP also have a role to make sure that we are doing public participation, and we want to do that. But if we can have a list of the new ones and the old ones, so that we can by ourselves decide for oral submissions or presentation. Thank you. Over to the honourable members.
Chairperson, I hear what you're saying, and it's not that I don't agree, I just need some clarity. I'm sitting here with a list dated 31st of August 2018, public comments of the firms and publication bill with page number one is submissions and page two is submissions. That's the summary of the submissions that we received. But if you read through the submissions, some of these people that on this list didn't make a submission, and I can let them ask for an oral submission. So I agree, but when we decide, if the committee decides that we're going for public participation that people can come and do so oral presentations, then the question is, do we just take the new ones, or how are we going to go about with that? Because a lot of submissions this year already.
I think, Honourable Member, it's for the committee to decide. The committee must decide whether we are going to allow the old ones also. After the explanation, in my view, when the department takes us through, like the Honourable Member Connie was asking them for clarity in your mind, that they address the issues. They can come and take us through and tell us where did they put that submissions in, or explain to us where is it in the sexual offence bill or in the hate speech bill, or what the people is writing, where is it, and where is it protected in their concerns. And just explain to the committee so that we can feel there is no need or there is a need. Or how to accommodate those issues, and how to explain to those people their fears is addressed some way. So that is in my mind, is how I think. So but it is for the committee then to decide, but there nothing stops us to say we will. And that's why I'm saying, how are we going to do it? Are we going to do the whole thing again? Public hearings and listen to the same submission of oral submission. Are we going to redo the same submission that was already addressed? They can just come and explain to us the fear of this group of people. They did do a submission, this is the old one. You say, that's how I think, I don't know. Honourable Members can help me in where they address those issues and how they address it. Like they were saying, they want a workshop where everybody were invited to the workshop and they went through. And we as a committee can still decide if we want to have oral submission.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think to start with a public consultation, we heard from the department that they had a workshop. Now, part of this meeting is to hear from the department in terms of submissions, you know, what's your response? And if your response is we had it somewhere, sometime, and so forth, and you don't have any dates, exact dates in front of you, because we're dealing with legislation here. You can't tell us as a committee, but furthermore, you act as if we sit in the portfolio committee. This is a select committee. We have our own role and our functions. So when you deal with issues of written submissions by stakeholders, you should deal with it extensively. Don't tell us that we have dealt with this, its own submissions. These are new submissions to the select committee of the NCOP. We have to deal with it extensively. So, Chairperson, I'm a bit taken aback by the approach by the department. You know, if you act as if we sit in the select portfolio committee in the NA. Secondly, Chairperson, I want you to, as a department, you know, you had your legal advice. Did you get your own legal advice? Or did you take the advice of Parliament's resources in our last meeting? Was that the only legal advice that you had on the taking of this bill? Because I have a serious challenge, you know, when I looked through it, Chairperson, this thing will not pass constitutional muster. Because it is the case, when you look at Schedule 4, and I mean, any legal argument can be taken to court. Any view, and I don't want that to happen. I want us to thoroughly look through what are we actually saying and what are we doing in terms of the Constitution and not our own interpretation of what it should be. Chairperson Schedule 4 clearly states that functional areas of concurrent national and provincial legislature competence includes, amongst others, consumer protection. Now, in my mind, these amendments are all about consumer protection. It's all about consumer protection. But I have to find now, if something is so clear to me, Chairperson, I didn't get what the state law advisor said last time, and I had to check on my own. In my mind, it's clear, straightforward, the tailing cannot be Section 75. Provincial interest, not me, the Constitution says it. And I don't know why the portfolio committee, I'm also aware that it's problematic to deal with tailing at this very late stage. But it's better to deal with it than not doing it, because this bill will not pass constitutional muster at the end. Chairperson, I would like the department to explain to us these amendments. Anyone, just name me one, or go through the list and tell us it doesn't have anything to do with consumer protection. Just allay my fears there, that we're not sitting here wasting our time and doing the wrong thing again. But also, Chairperson, in the last instance, we are legislatures by nature, by virtue, and we are elected to do this. Now, we have to safeguard society against such acts that are coming out, legislation that's coming our way. And it seems as if the department is actually, this bill is coming way, way, way years ahead, and now you want to rush through the bill and want the NCOB Select Committee to rubber stamp. And this is my opinion, to rubber stamp the wrongdoings of the portfolio committee. And I can't get it through my head what's in it for someone to rush this bill. It's a very contentious bill. We have a lot of submissions. Now what's the rush? What's the rush? Why do you need to get it through in the first parliament? If it's such a contentious bill in society, I can't see this even, you know, somewhere in Afrikaans, Chairperson, and I don't understand Afrikaans also, you know, maybe translate. Even let me not to slang any grass. I want to translate in my mother tongue. If you don't understand it, you should learn. Chairperson, I'll come back later, but I'll try to stop with that. Let's just get that out of the way, man.
Thank you very much. Any other member
wants to speak? I think, yes, we have a right to have public participation. And as well, we have to open for those who have taken part. We have to open for them as well, because they want to take part in the at NSOP level. We cannot then deprive them of their right to take part at NSOP level. So I think we have the right to do that and let everybody take part in it. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chair. Just want to check something from our own side. You know, we've got that cut off date of the end of May. I want to check as to when did this bill come to a good self? Maybe secondly, the one will be, there is indeed a doubt on in terms of the taking, the uncertainty. We need to be very careful from the onset. We have learned very hard with the other bill, from the other committee. So I would suggest that, I'm not sure whether there is anyone from the legal department here. If there is any, he must also just allay his concern of taking. Because indeed this bill is also going to affect the provinces. Just make it certain that this indeed is the 7-5 bill. The taking was correct. Let's also get it from, and then we can take it forward. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you, Chairperson. Not to say that I'm really worried. What I want to ask is it possible for the portfolio committee, the enterprise one from the select committee from MCOP and the portfolio committee from the National Assembly to come together, sit down and really go through this bill, because what I realize is that they decide, they talk about it somewhere and we come here and we talk about it. It seems that Rechta da is a planning name. And for us just to take out the snake from the grass, we must just be together to kill it. In my mother tongue they say, a bird that flies around will only lay one egg instead of laying two eggs. Nonyana pakupaku, ivela nini the one. I give her a bit. So I think it really would be better if the two sit together, maybe call the department, and then we come there, we sit down, and then we talk, without other people being there. As he says, maybe we are rushing this bill. I don't say we are rushing it or not rushing it. I'm also worried. This is a bill that has been there for many years, and it's been changed as we come in. Other things are changed. We call for public hearing. So who are saying that people would come, and still those people are the ones who have written now. Now it seems that we are just on a record that is clenched. It's only singing one line of a song, and we don't even go further. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, let me start by highlighting that when I indicated earlier that we are doing just high-level summary, we have the responsibility as the department to respond to each single submission, and we are going to do that. We are going to respond to each of them and refer you to our bill, saying that this is, because everything is new before you, Chairperson. In fact, we already started this. We have responded to all the comments that were raised by the honourable members in the previous meeting. We were here last week in town for a meeting with the state advisor, parliamentary advisor, to attend to all those comments that were raised. So we are going to write every single response to all the submissions and to refer to a tangible proof where a need arises. We are going to submit even the proof, so that the committee can be in a better place to apply its mind. Secondly, Chairperson, on the issue of taking, we as the department will be honest that the role of taking is more particularly with the state law advisor and the legal advisor, which they are not here today. I think they would be properly in a position because they are the ones who issued, the state law advisor issued an opinion in terms of the taking. I do not want to enter into their territory. And even on the issue of consumer protection, I think it's an issue that
we have to respond to it to you comprehensively after considering each single assessment that are stated in the submission. And Chairperson, from the department, I must also mention that by the direction, whichever instruction that you issue, we are willing to come for, I mean, obviously for public submissions to respond to each. We are ready for that by your direction. Thank you, Chairperson.
No, thank you, Chair. I was...
I think there was a question raised by Honorable Julius about the public consultations and the department must not make assumptions. I think in our last presentation, we went into great detail outlining the consultative steps that have been taken, not only by the department itself together with FPD, but also by the portfolio committee. So if you refer to page 15 of the last presentation, we outlined the consultative steps that we took. We also outlined which entities made inputs, what were those inputs, and what were the responses that we made. So it's not our intention to undermine the select committee by any means. I think we had covered those things in detail. But if there are issues that maybe we would have left out and the committee would have had additional questions, I think we would be more than willing to engage on those. And I think on the issue of tagging, my colleague just referenced me to minutes of the last meeting, and granted they're from a third party, I think the parliamentary monitoring group, but in those minutes, Advocate Gweta, or Mr. Gweta from the State Law Advisors, he outlined what informs the tagging in terms of the Constitution, one of the issues that I listed there, and I think it's sort of, my colleague has already indicated that that is the domain and the terrain of the State Law Advisors together with the Parliamentary Legal Advisors. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think, I'm going around.
Oh, thanks, Chair. I'm partly covered by the responses of the director. But what I would say is that if the bill is correctly tagged as the 75, the select committee, we can have their own, as a select committee, we can have our own public meetings through our provinces, because that's what we represent. The PC has done its work. Now the work is with the SOP, you know. So it will be the duty of the select committee to take this bill forward using its own ways and procedures as the select committee, because we can't stop the select committee for public hearings, you know. So those processes will go forward. We are not going to be rushed as the select committee to quickly round up this bill. We'll take our time and apply our minds so that we do the right thing as public representatives. I thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Honourable Daniel.
Hello, just to support Honourable Member, I think that I 100% agree with the select committee with its own public submissions. And I'm happy with the response from the department. And one would be happy if we get copies of those that respond to each submission so that we can see them as well. There's a select committee issued to our own public submission. That is our duty. We're taking us to the National Assembly. That's why the bill has come to us. So we'll do that, as my colleague has said, when time is available. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Member. I think that was the presentation. Is there any
Chair, I just need clarity on something. Just two issues, just to make it clear. When I asked the question about taming, it was whether you only rely on the state law advisor's advice. Yeah, because I asked you a clear question, and if you can't answer it, it's understandable. If you tell me that, listen, we only rely on their advice. I just want to clarify that, to be clarified. Further, Chairperson, the extension that we granted in the last meeting for public participation, I just want to just get clarity, did we publish that extension, the invitation for submissions, did we publish it, where did we publish it, and whether we limited ourselves or the department limited that invitations for submissions at the last time. And then the last one, Chairperson, the board, Film and Publication Board, yesterday released a statement or invited stakeholders to give written comments on the classification guidelines. I just need clarity on that. How does it fit in with our process? Are you jumping the gun? Because I believe that everything must now go through the select committee. This body should ask. And you further state on that notice that this, it must be submitted by the 26th of October 2018, the comments on the classification guidelines. How does it fit in with our process? Are you doing it on your own, the board, without the select committee? How does it fit in? Where are we now? Are you running ahead of us? I just want to know. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. About the publication, I think.
Thank you, Chairperson. On the issue of taking of the bill, even for us in the department, we also hold the view that it is done. But I will defer it to Advocate Nivonde to deal with it extensively. And also the issue of publications on those guidelines, Mrs. Abunile Mashala from MPP will deal with that one. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson and Honourable Members. With regard to the taking of the bill, remember on this bill, we first tabled it in 2015, and we have been working with the state law advisors and the parliamentary advisors in the process, in the whole process. So we are in agreement that this bill is Section 75. We concur with what state law advisors are saying. In fact, we also have a view on that before, and we also concur with them. But we also want to assure the committee that on all our processes, we have worked with them. In fact, we have gone through all the provisions, all the sections with state law advisors and parliamentary advisors. We have engaged with them extensively. And with regards to the classification of guidelines, the classification guidelines are the guidelines which we use to regulate films, games, and certain publications. And in terms of the law, these guidelines must be done by council in consultation with the minister. So what we are doing now is that before the minister can sign off, we'd like to consult the industry and all the affected persons in the industry, so that we hear their views, so that when the minister finally signed the guidelines, we had the views of the members of the public, the stakeholders, the industry, and everybody. So that's what we're doing. It's a separate process from the process we're engaging ourselves now. That is a separate process. So the guidelines are more operational. It's what guides our classifiers when they regulate the space. They regulate it in line with the guidelines. But the guidelines is also in line with the Films and Production Board Act. It's also in line with South African norms and standards. It's also in line with the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa. Thank you.
No, I think the advocate has already answered the question on the guidelines. It's a completely separate process. It's in line with Section 4A in terms of the current Act, which talks to the powers of council to formulate classification guidelines, which will be used by classifiers when they rate material. So as part of the formulation of those guidelines, we need to engage with South Africans so that they can ensure alignment to the South African values and norms. So that was the purpose of the publication. Thank you.
Chairperson, can I just engage on that one, please? I hear what you're saying. Might be something separate, but it's part of this bill. It's part of the amendment. You can't go and do something out there. How do you know that this bill will be passed or will go through this house? How do you know this bill will be signed by the president? You're running ahead of yourselves. Even if whatever happens, I've never seen someone, you are now putting on your shoes before your socks. You can't work on the guidelines. I know it's a separate process. I understand that. But is it necessary to work on this? How do you know what the outcome will be? Because it depends on this bill, the guidelines. And we have to engage on the guidelines, isn't it? We have to engage on the guidelines. It's part of this thing. So can you please explain to us, just make it clear, because the way I understand it is that those guidelines must be brought to us also, right? The bill is with us. We are legislators. You are not. You are enablers. You are enablers. Don't run ahead. Come back to us and say, this is what we are going to do. Did you ever tell us that this is what you're doing? No. You never told us. So, in my view, you saying now to us, select committee, this is not important for you. It's something else, and you don't need to worry about this. And I take exception to that fact. We're dealing with this bill now, and you're doing something in the public domain. The board is doing something on this. And the least you could do is tell us that, listen, we are doing this. It has nothing to do with you, and so forth. What if we didn't find out this? What if I didn't do my research or do some reading? Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm going to say something and hand it over to Advocate Novomda. I think the question to me, Chairperson, before you is whether is the regulations, is the guidelines, operational issues or subject issues of the NCPO? And the other question would be whether if the guidelines are published, does they have impact on the bill? And I'm going to hand it over, Chairperson, to Advocate Novomda to explain this matter for you.
Chairperson and honourable members, the classification guidelines has nothing to do with the current belief. In fact, we have the original act, the Films and Publication Board Act. In that act, it requires us to develop classification guidelines to regulate the space. So these guidelines are not new. Initially, every 2 years, we used to review the guidelines. So of the recent late, we decided to review these guidelines after each and every 4 years. And this is part of the review of these guidelines. We are reviewing them. And it has nothing to do with the bill before the select committee. It's a separate process where the powers with regard to classification guidelines rest with the council as the accounting authority in consultation with the executive authority, the minister. And what we are doing now, we are saying that before we can review these guidelines, we want to hear the members of the public, what is their views on the guidelines. And we are doing that consultation. It has nothing to do with the bill before the select committee. It is informed by the Films and Publication Board Act, not this amendment. Remember, we have the act. What we are coming here is for the amendment. But the issues relating to amendment has nothing to do with classification guidelines. In fact, what we are amending here, we are not even amending the procedure with regard to the classification guidelines. It remains the same with what is there in the original act. So, honorable members, be rest assured that this is a separate process where we are expected in terms of the law to consult the members of the public to hear their views. And so that when we have the final product, we have a product which accommodates South African values and societal norms, and also in line with the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, and also in line with the Films and Publication Board Act. It's a separate process. It has nothing to do with the select committee. It does not even have to be subjected to the parliamentary process. It is our process, very operational, and we have to do it also in consultation with the minister. But we want the department to also want to accommodate members of the public, because we owe allegiance to the public on whatever we do, and also the industry. So we want to consult them extensively. So I think with this explanation I tried to clarify, but I would also want to hand over to the CEO, the Chief Operating Officer, also to add on what I said. Thank you.
I don't think I'll add much, but subject to say the committee is also welcome to participate in the process and make inputs and make submissions and participate in the public consultative engagement that we will be having with ordinary South Africans. And I think, as the advocate has said, the Film and Publication Board, the Act is currently operational. We have to fulfill our mandate. We cannot stop because there are provisions that are currently being amended. But the current bill has nothing to do with the classification guidelines or the power of the board to formulate classification by guidelines and the power of the board to review and classify material as it comes into the South African market. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Do you want
to know? Yes. Chairperson, sorry for the dialogue. I think
And I think it's important to highlight the NCOP. The public engagements, we'll be having them across the country as well in all 9 provinces. So we will share that schedule with the NCOP so that members of your constituency can also participate. I think it's important to raise that in this forum. Thank you.
Chairperson, thank you. It's quite clearer now. Still, I need to say that, but also thank you for inviting us now only. All the kindness. It would have been better to invite us anyway before we insist or ask, or you feel the need to do it now. But be that as may be, the chairperson, I think, advocate, you responded well. Just one request.
so that we are on the same page as a committee and as the board, department and everything. Can I please request that the previous advent, you're doing it every 4 years, you said. Can we have, please have the previous adverts and the submissions of 2014, 2010, 2006, 2002, 1998, and 1994 being sent to the committee, please. And I think we need to put a timeline by, I don't know whether how accessible you have it, can you have it by tonight, next week or so? Thank you, Chair. Because we need to go through this. I want to learn about the guideline submissions, what people are saying out there in terms of classification. Can you please send it to us? Yes, Chair. The efforts and the submissions made over all those years that I mentioned. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. We'll assist the request. We'll forward all the information. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Honorable members, from the decision, we are going to do it right. It is we must have our own public participation in the form of we receive two written requests for oral submission. One of on a participating way with another organization. So we are going to do it as it. So if there are any other suggestions, we are going to invite the people to do public verbal submission. May I ask?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. I think we are done with our meeting. And I think thank you very much for the party to come and explain. I think the Honourable member is now clear in what he was so certain. You must remember we were working last in the end, our own research. The one end will inform the other end what do you need to ask. So we are asking the questions for clarity, not for breaking you down.
Oh, I just wanted to say they must be part of those public participation. And the state laws might have been.
They will be given normal questions. Because in the legal people will be part of the submission. Normally, we are going to have our process where they are going to come and explain to us, take aspects. And explain to us. Thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned.
We have other meetings.
Okay.